you know, I'm 53, he's 26, so the things I'd tell him, he could care less about. But, you know, it'd be, you know, don't take this for granted. I mean, it's really special, but those are stupid things. You know, I think I'd say don't trip. You know, don't fall or you know, but the
don't
most
step on Joe's
don't
feet.
Don't step on somebody's foot. I think the most important thing is just have fun. I mean, you know, nobody gets to be that lucky. If you are, well, then have fun with it. And he will. He'll enjoy it. I mean, he'll play hard. He takes it very serious. But, you know, when it's over, he'll go on to the next day. But while the event's going on, he understands it. And he'll have fun with it. So, yeah, I'd say don't trip and have fun. How about that? That's great advice, right?
Your dad said to me that the one piece of advice he had for you was not to trip as you ran onto the field. What would you be saying to them? Have you spoken to them today? Have you spoken to them this week?
Well, they got in early this morning. Hadn't talked to them today. But it's great advice. You don't want to fall, you know, running into the Super Bowl.
And your mum just said that you should just go out there and enjoy it, which she said is something that you do anyway.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. You know, I enjoy being in the NFL, man. Every day I pinch myself. So I enjoy every moment I'm, you know, able to, you know, play this game and to be a part of, you know, such things like this.
Also met your coach, Coach Freeze, yesterday, and he was saying about how he'd love you to win it. And, of course, he's got an eye on the other camp as well.
Yeah, me and Coach Freeze, we go way back to high school. And, you know, I talk to him all the time and, go over his house and eat dinner with his family, and you know I'm pretty sure Patrick Willis, he's an Ole Miss guy too. But me and Coach Freeze, we go a little bit further back than Patrick.
He had a tear in his eye as he was talking about you. He struck me as being quite a hard man.
Coach Freeze, I didn't know he ever cried. I thought he was a tough guy too. But he, you know, we love one another. We've been through a lot together, so. You know, we had that bun.
Must be an allergy or something he had. Something like that, something in his eye.
Hot, cold, you know how it go.
So what will you be, I mean, obviously you won't be thinking about them as you step out, or perhaps you will be thinking about, you know, everything that's gone on before.
I'm just trying to enjoy the moment, you know, realize how far I've came, and, you know, because this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience, so just got to enjoy the moment throughout.
Do you find this all a bit mad?
A bit mad.
Sorry, a very English way, but something a bit crazy.
Well, it is crazy, you know. A lot of, you never seen this many journalists and media and stuff like that, but it's a lot of fun as well.
You follow Michael everywhere, so I take it you'll be there front and center?
Front and center.
We'll be there front and center, and she'll be in the bathroom.
Yeah.
That's where she watches most of the game from.
He says he wouldn't buy me an expensive ticket to sit in the bathroom the whole time.
What happens?
So I'm going to have to stay in my seat, I think, a little bit this time. So, but, yeah, we will be there. We're leaving tomorrow. Go Ravens.